This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
Welcome to Avaya Tech Talk. Now, here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Good day, all. This is your APN podcast host, Guy Clinch, continuing the series of conversations we started on Wednesday, May the 22nd, in my role as champion to the International Avaya Users Group Contact Center Council. Welcome to today's episode of Avaya Tech Talk, in which we break from the forum of discussing how communications technologies are being used by governments to improve the ways government serves the citizen, to talk about the upcoming IAUG Converge 2013 conference that will take place in Orlando in just a few weeks on June 3rd through the 7th. May I introduce to you Mark Burns, Director, Enterprise Telephony and Call Center at MediMedia USA, and Bill Joliker, Senior Product Manager at Avaya, about the Contact Center Future Needs session that will take place during the IAUG conference. Each year at the IAUG annual conference, Mark and Bill facilitate a conversation between conference participants, Avaya product management personnel, and Avaya executives about what the users of the products wish to see in future release. Prior to the Future Needs session, conference participants have attended a weeks-long series of sessions on topics arranged in logical tracks, including contact center, data networking, unified communications and collaboration, mobility, professional development, and other topics. The sessions are presented by Avaya, Avaya partners, and fellow IAUG members. Participants have engaged in discussions on a spectrum of products, solutions, and plans during the week. The Contact Center Future Needs session serves as a capstone to the content provided, allowing participants to consolidate what they have learned and to provide direct feedback, critique, and suggestions in those Avaya most responsible for effecting change. Information from the Contact Center Future Needs session is captured and fed into the IAUG formal processes for documenting and advocating on behalf of IAUG members. Issues are presented to Avaya in a formal process. They are tracked and dispositions are rendered. According to Bill Moore, chairman of the IAUG Advocacy Committee, about half of the issues brought to IAUG during the year are resolved in the first month. Status of all issues is posted on the IAUG website. We'll be discussing more about the IAUG member advocacy program with Bill Moore in an interview next week. Mark and Bill, welcome to Avaya Tech Talk.
Hi, thank you.
Great, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it. I know how busy you are. Mark and Bill, you've been conducting the Contact Center Future Needs session now for a couple of years. Please take a minute here or two to talk about the origins, the purpose, and some of the insights that you've gained from some of the Future Needs sessions.
I think the session started as a way for call center product management to review with their customers what new features and capabilities were being considered for the next release or releases, and to be able to gauge customers' reaction to those potential content of new releases. In addition, it's always been a place where customers could express their needs or ask, what are you thinking about this? Are you considering certain things that they're looking for? And either verbally or within a forum to submit what their specific needs were.
Right, exactly. Mark and I have been at this a long time. We conduct these sessions every year for quite some number of years, but the value of them, as I take it, is two-part. One is that there are formal ways for customers to request feature enhancements or product ideas, both through the IAUG, the Contact Center Committee supports that over the years, and so does Avaya. But when we get everybody in a room and any particular customer can kind of get feedback from a group, and you can kind of see where there's a lot of general support, not just for an individual idea, you don't feel so lonely asking for a feature, particularly if you get a whole bunch of people say, oh yeah, we need that too. So it's the real-time socialization of customers engaged in telling Avaya what they need us to go do for them that is the value.
How does the process work? What will first-time attendees expect when they participate in the Contact Center Future Needs session this year?
Unlike most of this, in fact, unlike all of the sessions, I think I could safely say that the customers will experience at IAUG this year, where there are one or more presenters who do most of the talking, and then there's a Q&A period at the end. This process, this particular session, session is inverted. We talk for about 5 minutes just to orient everybody to what we expect in the meeting and how they can participate and get the most value from it. And then we shut up and listen. And so that's really different. We encourage people to talk and express themselves. And we take everything that you have to say, whether it's a product idea or a product complaint, everything is fair game. And that's how the sessions get live, right? Because if there is dissatisfaction, either over something that's not working correctly or for a particular need that's been expressed before that we didn't address in the past year, we can get some excitement. And that's all welcome. That's all good. That's the kind of session we like.
Just to add to what Bill said earlier, and this is just a great way for the customers to find out if there are other customers that have similar needs or similar desires. And that way, the product management organization with Avaya can also get a stronger sense of what the need is across the customer base. Anecdotally, I think Bill will recall too, a few years ago, we were having one of these sessions. Some of the conversations started down about call center software, and pretty soon somebody raised a question or an issue related to the agent desktop, IP agent in particular, and pretty quickly everybody in the room started perking up, and the whole rest of the session was really focused on what customers were looking for in terms of the agent desktop, which I think kind of surprised product management.
It did, and again, I'll only repeat myself and say that it's the spontaneity and the unpredictability of the session that makes it fun for everybody, I believe.
My experience, too, and having been through a number of years of these, it's one of the most lively sessions during the event. And it's funny, for those who come for the first time, they're kind of a little bit unsure, but after 15 minutes or so, as the thing starts to flow, it's very, very dynamic. For attendees of the Future Needs session that wish to be prepared during the week, are there some activities during the week prior to this session you might suggest to them?
So not in a formal way. In fact, maybe I should say not at all, because the people that come to IAUG tend to be practitioners and people who are very close to call centers because they run them. The participants probably already have in mind top of mind ideas for enhancements or improvements. And by the way, these can be improvements in product or licensing or offers, or it's all fair game. You know, attend the sessions. Ideas may occur to you because our sessions mid to late week, but as you experience and listen to speakers throughout the week, you may get ideas. But I think, Guy, the best thing is just come. And as long as you know your business, ideas may just naturally occur to you, and top of mind items are fine.
I would like to add to that, Guy and Bill, that as a customer, I would find it useful to attend any what they call product roadmap sessions prior to coming to this one, so that I have a better idea of what's already being thought about from product management. And then if I see something that's already on the roadmap that I'm interested in, I can then focus on things that are not on the roadmap.
Bill, who should attend the Contact Center Future Needs session at IAUG Converge 2013?
At the Future Needs Committee meeting, we invite all customers with any products to come and express their needs. Former Nortel customers are welcome. Customers who have experience portal or outbound dialing, anything. So don't be constrained by the leaders of the session just because we have one job or another. We invite everyone to come and participate and to use this forum to express to product management and to our senior leaders what they need in the products.
Mark, would you like to tell us a little bit about your role at Metamedia USA?
I run a team of engineers who focus on all the telephony needs at an individual location, focus on the administration, care, and feeding of our three call center sites as well. We are kept quite busy with new client additions and changes to client needs, really in the pharmaceutical area.
Bill, how about you? Will you tell us a little bit about what you do at Avaya?
I lead the Elite Solutions area at Avaya, so that's products like Call Center Elite and CMS and Onyx Agent and Interaction Center, those kinds of products.
We're almost done, Bill and Mark. What would you say to someone who hasn't made up their mind yet to come to Orlando June 3rd through the 7th to attend the IAUG Converge 2013?
Great learning experience. They also pick up a lot of application knowledge, product knowledge, and it's a great way to socialize with other customers, as Bill alluded to earlier.
Contacts at the session, both speakers and fellow participants, sometimes they're the same people. That's part of the fun of it, is that somebody who's in your session on one day, you may find them presenting the next day. It is information sharing. It's a form of training, and you should look at it that way. You'll learn a lot. And there is this is sort of chance for the unexpected. You may just run into somebody or hear something that triggers a whole train of possibilities for you that you might not have anticipated not coming.
Mark and Bill, I want to thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. I know how busy you are and how valuable your time is. We've been speaking today with Mark Burns, Director, Enterprise Telephony and Call Center at MediMedia USA, and Bill Joliker, Senior Product Manager at Avaya, about the Contact Center Future Needs session that will take place during IAUG Converge 2013 in Orlando, June 3rd through the 7th. Please note that during the IAUG Converge 2013, fellow APN podcast host Mark Fletcher and I will be producing live interviews and content originating from Orlando. Please join us for a large amount of new content, industry insights, and special announcements. Thanks for joining us here today on Avaya Tech Talk. You can subscribe to our episodes on iTunes. You can listen to us on our website at AvayaTechTalk.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at #APNPodcast. Talking Tech, this has been your host, Guy Clinch, the advocate for the government customer at Avaya's product development organization.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.